Well, victims of child sexual abuse have been glued to the long-running Pearl case, and before that, the Royal Commission. For some, though, yesterday was still particularly shocking. Claire Leaney from the Melbourne Victims Collective told me that for many, the reaction was to be physically ill.
One survivor who I have spoken with quite recently said that he was feeling sick to his stomach. There was a strong sense of shock for him, that his face, the faith he had been brought up in, was once again being called into question, that he does not see any leadership from within the church hierarchy about how they can support and care for survivors' immediate needs.
So it's a terrible loss, really, isn't it? Because if it is your faith, it's your church and your faith, and then you feel so terribly betrayed, where do you go next? Like, what does that mean for the future of the Catholic Church? Do you think this will result in people leaving the church?
Certainly for many survivors, I think this is another moment in which they are having to call into question and reconcile the faith they were brought up in, that faith community, their connection to that, and their present situation and how that faith and that church that they were brought up in has, again, betrayed them and their belief.
So if people like that were to leave the church, where would they go? To another church, do you think? Or is it just a distrust of religion as a whole that this has brought up?
I think it's a distrust of institutions. Certainly that's been articulated by a number of survivors. They have expressed a lack of ability to trust in hierarchies, in authorities, particularly when it's to do with religious institutions.
So what kind of support are you thinking about putting in place at this point? Has the picture changed for the kind of support you offer?
So In Good Faith Foundation and through In Good Faith Foundation, the Melbourne Victims Collective continues to respond as needed to survivors, really listening to and responding to what they're saying they need at the moment. And also providing them with connections to appropriate care, in particular mental health care where that's needed, and reconnecting them with trustworthy people inside their communities.
Now, there's talk today of some victims talking about suing the church. There's general talk about, you know, the church needs to sell property and be prepared to compensate properly. Where do you stand on that?
Certainly, we see a number of survivors who are in desperate need of support and are really seeking compensation for the situation and the lost potential they're feeling at the moment. So for many people, it's a loss of education or a loss of family and a loss of faith community, but also tangibly for many people, it's this sense of a loss of potential. What could I have done if this hadn't have happened?
And do you think we'll see the church being sued in the near future?
I'm certainly aware that a number of survivors are wanting to pursue redress options, one of which is suing the church, of course, but also exploring the redress scheme and civil litigation options as well.
That's Claire Leaney. She's CEO of the Good Faith Foundation and head of the Melbourne Victims Collective.